As you know, Congress has a chaplain. And there is a story of the chaplain beginning the congressional year with a prayer. And as he was praying, one of the congressmen got up and said, "Chaplain, I can't hear you." And the chaplain responded, "I wasn't talking to you." People say, "I don't go to church." Why? "I don't get anything out of it." How do you know? How do you know what goes on in your soul? We are wonderfully made, the scripture tells us. And God alone knows the inner workings of the human heart. So when we make a self-assessment and say, "I get nothing out of it," even psychology tells us that both in the subconscious plane and inadvertently, things happen in our lives and in our psyche that we are not even aware of. And another thought, why are you only thinking about yourself? "I don't get anything out of it." What about the people that you pray for? The people to your left, to your right, behind and in front of you? Because as I said, if you think going to church means going to a building, you are mistaken. Going to a church means going to a community, being with people. All of us have disappointments and joys. We have great things that happen to us and tragedies that befall us. And when we go to church, we say with our body and soul, "You are worthy for me to be with you. And I will pray for you." Just as we ask the saints in heaven and Mary and the angels to pray with us to the Lord our God. So when you go to church, "I don't feel anything." In the early centuries of the church, people who thought that you can discern the spirit simply by emotions and feelings had a heresy. Because we say it's the spiritual life because the Holy Spirit guides us. And we may be looking for thunder and lightning. The Spirit often comes in a quiet whisper and does miraculous things in your heart and your soul. Imagine if Jesus said, "You know what? Preaching to this stiff-necked people, as the scripture calls them, is getting very tiring. I don't get anything out of it. I might as well leave them." But he didn't. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he sweated blood, when such a horrible emotion came over him that he was about to die for a people who didn't even love him and were willing to kill him, he went ahead. Because grace-filled moments often come to us when we feel nothing but maybe anxiety and fear. Because we go forward with trust in the Lord and we say, "Lord, I believe in you." Not in arms and arrows, the scripture says, is victory. But the arm of the Lord gives us victory. And so it is in your life. When you come to church, remind yourself, you are coming to a community of people. Sometimes we are a pain in the neck. Sometimes we are joyful to see. But do not abandon these people. The Lord has put them in your life and you in theirs. And when you leave church today, don't simply think of yourself, "I got something or nothing." But think, "I came to pray. I know that with my prayer, the Lord has blessed the people that I have prayed for because he promises to do so." If you give your son a stone and he asks for bread, that doesn't make sense. And the scripture says, if you with all your sins know how to give good gifts to your children, How much more will the Lord give good gifts to those who ask Him? And so today, when you leave church, believe in faith. You have received more than you can imagine. Because everyone who comes before the Lord with sincerity and humility offers up a pleasant sacrifice of the Lord, and He will reward not only you, but all the people that you have prayed for. Why do I go to church? Because of you, because of the Lord, because of me. And I know, in faith, if I knock, and if I pray, and if I request, my prayers will be answered, and the door will be open, not only for me, but for everyone who prays in faith. Christos Rozhdayecha.